It looks as though Los Angeles Police Chief Bernard Parks is about to lose his job. Members of the city's Civilian Police Commission decided yesterday that they're not going to reappoint him to a second five-year term. Chief Parks is the second African-American to lead the city's police force. He's had strong support in the black community and strong criticism from the mayor and other sectors of the city. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Addressing a throng of reporters in front of police department headquarters, Commission President Rick Caruso suggested that it wasn't just low officer morale that led the police commission to turn down Bernard Parks' bid for another term as chief, and it wasn't just the fact that the force has fallen about 1,100 officers short, and it wasn't just that the police commission questioned Parks' commitment to community-based policing. Caruso said the panel thought that Parks wasn't flexible enough to find new ways to respond to these problems.
We have seen no improvement, nor have we seen a measurable effort to give this commission confidence that the chief will make a sincere commitment to change in these critical areas.
The chief's rigid management style was a primary reason that L.A. Mayor James Hahn announced in February that he would not support the chief's bid for a second term. The rank-and-file officers' union has also been a persistent critic of Parks, saying that his discipline system is petty and unfair. When the chief took his turn addressing reporters outside of headquarters, he complained the reappointment process had been politicized.
While the commissioners claim they avoided political rhetoric, I disagree. The police union clearly played a role in this process. Their campaign of misinformation and their powerful political endorsements negatively influenced the process. I'm also very disappointed that Mayor Jim Hahn decided to speak out concerning his lack of support for my reappointment well before the commission had an opportunity to adopt the criteria for which I was to be judged.
Across the street at City Hall, Mayor Hahn said he did not decide to announce his opposition to Parks in order to sway the police commission.
I made my decision because I think that people in Los Angeles expected the mayor to have a position on this issue. So I made it known publicly. And I did not present evidence before the police commission. So I think they based their decision on the merits, not on politics, not on pressure, not on intimidation, but on the facts that were before them.
Hahn's opposition to Parks infuriated many in the African-American community, which is one of the mayor's primary bases of political support. People there say Parks' leadership is the reason that the police now treat them better on a daily basis. And in fact, the one commissioner who voted to keep the chief is the panel's only African-American, David Cunningham III.
It is my opinion that Chief Parks has a wealth of knowledge and skills that can continue to benefit both the department and the residents of Los Angeles. While I understand the criticisms that guided the majority of my fellow commissioners, I believe that Chief Parks could have remedied those concerns in a second term.
Chief Parks hasn't given up trying for that second term. The city council has the authority to override the police commission with a two-thirds vote, and Parks will ask them to do that. The council has 10 working days to decide if they want to take up the issue. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.